and it's years of thinking about this stuff. It's like not centuries, but
decades.
Well, going back in decades, just before you walked in, we'd been assimilating ideas, because sometimes if you can't go forward, you have to go back.
Sorry,
yeah.
Grace,
you sort of, you know, you take a path, and you see like a ravine, and you think, do you know what? We've actually got to hike it around. It's like Ho Chi Minh Trail, right? No one attempted it, but they set it up over about a couple of years. And what's what we're doing is we're setting up a sort of a Western Ho Chi Minh Trail in an art political sphere, which means we're non, you know. I got a great T-shirt came in the other day, bamboo T-shirt, eco T-shirt. Guy been in Cuba, he sort of, you know, jacked in his economics degree, right at the end, just couldn't stomach it, and what, you know, what was going to befall him, it just wasn't of interest. But what I said to the guy, he wasn't jacking in, he had all the skills of understanding economy, but he didn't want to work in that economy, so he'll translate those skills into
that's pretty much where my head's at.
Yeah, a new emerging, you know, economy. And his the best one of his sloganeering was eco-capitalism is the new socialism.
Eco-capitalism is the new socialism.
Right. So we are capitalists because we're working on things that will sell retail. We're part of that system.
Yep.
Except we're not, because our whole ethos is like anti-retail, anti-sweatshop, anti every molecule of the way that's set up. And what it means is that we've gone back down to like your Buddhist roots here, or you know where you're affiliating, is that it is a self thing. Yeah, if you change yourself, whatever, then that will benefit other people. If you're frustrated, you've got to translate that. But because of our age, and it is because of age and our history timeline, we know what led to us being here now, right? But the current crop of people that had their social sort of media brainwashing, you know, it's impossible for not for them to be indoctrinated in one way or another. And it isn't for their ends, it's for the ends of the, you know, the mass media manipulators, you know, the Murdochs, the Skies. Of course I understand that, but I understand it in the timeline. So what I was saying earlier is that we've been researching 29, yeah, as a year. Pivotally, it was the end of the silent era. It was a post-war of the worst war ever, which is the First World War. People needed to party, yeah? They needed to mix cocktails, they needed to dance, they needed music.
Needed
so they got jazz music, right? They got flapper girls, they got the first indications of women's liberation. You know, everyone wanted to sort of get rid of that sort of dogma, stigma, and rigidity of tradition that was a sort of such a rigid structure that you couldn't move within it. Yeah, so they broke that mold. And so the, you know, the glitterati or the rich, the famous, the crazy, whatever, just went mad. Yeah, so the roaring 20s, not the boring 20s, the roaring 20s. Yeah, they did exactly what happened in our era, but for slightly different reasons, and we're in exactly the same conditions now. It's gone bust. Yeah, everyone's gone bust. They parted, they maxed out their cards, and now they're fucked. Yeah, right. So referencing back, what on the future retro side of this is that if we can take back to an era where most of these people have just about died out now. So like you know the life cycle.
No, right? I get you.
Right,
it's pretty much connected there, like the music like, cycle,
you know,
isn't it? Really?
The comedy tragedy of humans is they will always forget and have to relearn. Yeah, they'll have to have a war to realise that peace is better. The peaceful revolution, yeah, is in everyone's heart. It's in the heart of even the most roughhouse, you know, street kids. They don't want to fight. They don't want to be carrying weapons to protect themselves. They want to be chill, but they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so they're looking to us, you know, the sort of the generation above them. Have we sold them out? Well, we sold them out by our inaction. But now, you know, the reason we're getting up every morning and the reason we're having this conversation is that we got to do something, and we've got to give them that torch. But before we give them the flame that can like burn everything down, we've got to give them, say, that fire is power, you know, it's an energy that you can use. And I think the thing about, you know, if you Western duality is this, you know, it's black, it's white, no, it's a whole shade of the whole lot. You know that, Brazilians know that. They've got about 50 different names for colours.
I was out with a Brazilian lady last night who's a friend of a friend from Twitter, like, amazing. Amazing, like, how, like...
Brazilians are brilliant.
Amazing.
They're Brazilians are like, what do you call them? They're existentialists.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. The whole modus operandi of his... A Brazilian, I don't know if it's current, but obviously it's a Brazilian standardly said that Brazil doesn't exist. I mean, how many English people would say that? Oh, they say, well, yeah, of course it does, mate. That's just a thing. Well, how can it exist and have all these things, these facilities, and all this potential, and still make you totally fucking miserable? Yeah. How can most people be depressed and have mental illnesses and things like that? Mm. It's because it's their society. Yeah. But the thing that I'm coming from this place and everyone involved, the common denominator is everyone's very intelligent. They're very art intelligent, and they're too intelligent to go, oh, I'm going to join the Tory party or the Liberals.
Right.
They literally will abstain
from
voting. So through the medium that we've got of every A to Z list of the arts, in terms of we have to entertain ourselves, you know, like, you know, and that is back to the 20s, where it was shit. And then what's next? We've got to have fun, man. We got to make eco fashionable and fun, and not just like some serious thing as well. And also not sales technique.
Yeah.
Not just the